people who've signed up to testify. You do not need to give us your address, and we'll do them in sequence. Carla, would you please read Council Item 375?
Request of Sandra Shotwell to address Council regarding historic districts in Portland and Oregon.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much for welcoming me, Sandra Shotwell, and I would like to talk to you about how Portland manages its historic resources. The city developed local designations years ago with a broad city process. The designations take into account many issues important to the city, and these local designations are being set aside in favor of a national process that completely bypasses city involvement. Now a handful of self-selected people can control the process of designating a historic resource in the city, but they require the city to manage it. It's like a case of the tail wagging the dog. I'd like to point out also that neighborhood association boards are not representing the interests of all of their neighbors, let alone the city, in this process, and I'd encourage you not to privilege them with additional rights. They do some things very well. I think land use regulation is not one of them. Using my neighborhood, Eastmoreland, as an example, a small group of people decided to seek National Historic District designation. Why not use one of the local ones? The national process is much easier. You just have to show that the buildings are of a certain age. You don't have to take into account any other city values or priorities, nothing cultural. And it has no process for involving you, the representatives of the city, in the designation. So anyone can take an old neighborhood and put it in a national district and give it some of the most stringent restrictions available in the country. Why is the national process easier? It's not designed to be used this way. It's designed to be an honorary designation with voluntary guidelines. But as a result, it is an opt-out process. Everyone who's affected is assumed to be in support of it unless they sign a notarized objection. So the city also has practically no role in the designation process whatsoever. So I thought I'd just a few old school handouts. In this city of over 600,000 people with many wonderful resources we might like to preserve, our neighborhood, which has 2,000 owners, has been proposed to be a National Historic District by 20 people. It's something only well-off groups can do. This required the use of $67,000 of the Neighborhood Association funds, which they were able to do because they controlled the board. But they did this without city participation and without asking the neighbors whether they wanted it. Several months after submitting the application, they took a poll. 666 people were in favor, 702 were opposed. The board decided to go forward anyway. At the national level, you have an opt-out process. You must sign a notarized objection. 400 people sent in letters of support. This number is irrelevant. Everyone's assumed to support. 1,040 sent in written letters of objection. The Neighborhood Association Board decided to move forward anyway. So is this the process you want to be used to designate historic resources in the city? No other state does this. Portland didn't used to.
Please wrap up. Yeah. Do you have written testimony you want to submit for the record?
Yes, I will submit this to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And does it include your suggestions about what we can do about it if it's at a national level? How could the council affect it?
The linkage between local land use happens at the level of the state of Oregon, so it requires discussion with the legislature. I believe it was an unintended consequence of an actual attempt by the legislature to make sure that groups were not placed in a historic district against their will. They provided an exception for the national service because it's meant to be honorary, and there are some grants that can come with it.
So we need to work with the legislature.
Yes, but the City Council now has, through Goal 5, an option to manage the process after a new designation is made. And I think that certain things are required and certain things the City can develop if it chooses to. So I'd be happy to submit that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carla, would you?